proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. Today we look at the second greatest commandment in the law of Moses, as detailed by Jesus Christ, namely this: Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This study will focus on three things: the action required, love; the object of that action, thy neighbor; and the standard of behavior, as thyself. God issued this commandment in Leviticus chapter 19. It went beyond merely extending tolerance toward others who were not of your group. It involved openly acknowledging and esteeming the intrinsic value of another person. Thus, God required the Jewish people not only to love Him, God, but to love their neighbors as well. Why should they do so? Well, the author of Psalm 103 provided a list of reasons why men ought to love God. He starts by exclaiming, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits," unquote. The author of Psalm 103 then listed some of those benefits. God, quote, "forgiveth all thine iniquities," unquote. Quote, "healeth all thy diseases," unquote. Quote, "redeemeth thy life from destruction," unquote. Quote, "crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies," unquote. Quote, "satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles," unquote. By doing these things, God showed His love for the human race. The New Testament contained two Greek words for love: phileo and agapao. Phileo generally denoted affection that existed between friends or family members. Some Jews use that verb in the 11th chapter of John when they describe Jesus Christ's love of the recently deceased Lazarus. Agapao, on the other hand, described love that had no conditions attached to it. Jesus Christ employed that verb in the 5th chapter of Matthew, when He instructed His hearers to love their enemies. After relating His parable about the creditor and his two debtors, an account found in the 7th chapter of Luke's Gospel, the Savior asked Simon the Pharisee, quote, "Which of these will love Akapau? Which of these will love him the most?" unquote. The interchange between Jesus Christ and Peter, found in John chapter number 21, indicated the similarities between the terms phileo and agapao. On two occasions, the Lord asked Peter, quote, "Lovest thou me more than these?" He used the Greek word agapao to translate love. On both occasions, Peter replied, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And Peter used the term phileo in his response to indicate love. Now, the third time, the Lord proposed that question to Peter, He employed the Greek verb phileo. "Lovest thou me more than these?" Phileo, not agapao. This change in terminology seemed to have upset Peter, who responded, quote, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." And Peter again used the word phileo for love. Whereas the Savior had twice inquired whether Peter loved him unconditionally, Peter twice answered that he loved the Savior as a friend. The Lord's use of phileo in the final question seemed to indicate Jesus Christ's willingness to accept Peter's standard of love. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.